Girl talk.
It's a noun.
Uncountable.
Disclosures between females, which is considered to be inappropriate for the male ears.
No topic is off limits.
We will give you honesty,
some comedy,
a little inspiration,
and some tips and tricks to get you through your week.
Here to bring a little light to all the darkness and hopefully put a smile on your face.
The Cave Babes!
Hey everyone, and welcome back to our podcast. This is our third episode for the Cave Babes. And again, welcome back to the Babe Cave. We've got an exciting show for you today, but first take care of a little bit of business as usual. Make sure you rate, and subscribe to all of our channels and follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Cave Babes Pod. Yes. So make sure you do all of that. Today, to get started, I have an interesting article for you guys. Actually, Drew sent it to me. We kind of got a really good laugh about it. So apparently there's an article going around, you know, the coronavirus, there's all of the pandemic standards, like you need to 6 feet distance, social distancing, we need to wear a mask, you know, all that good stuff. Well, there is a new one that says that you need to wear a mask when you're having intercourse.
Excuse me?
Right. So this is what it says. It's on the NewYorkPost.com. Safe sex during the coronavirus pandemic might soon require protection beyond just the nether regions, is what it says. A new study from researchers at Harvard University says that hooking up carries some risks from transmitting COVID-19 from one partner to the other and recommends, among other practices, wearing a face mask while doing it. So
is this maybe, like, if you're not in a relationship and not, like...
Well, okay, so it goes on to say, because I was thinking that, too. So it goes on to say that if you have an out-of-a-house coronavirus crush, is what it says. Besides keeping your mask on, you should avoid kissing, all the other things it says, and to shower before and after and clean the space with alcohol wipes and soap. Like, let me bring my Tinder date over. Let's both take a shower. We're going to wipe everything down, do it, and then wipe it down and shower again. Like, yeah, okay.
Wash your bedding and stuff in
everything
alcohol?
Immediately. Yeah, go for it. Pour that bleach on there. It's fine. But then I was like, okay, well, it's just for dating. No. Says the study also mentions that having sex with people who are together in quarantine is safer, but there is still a risk. For instance, if one partner goes outside to run an errand and is exposed to the virus, they could still give it to you.
Isn't that just, like, going to happen?
That's being in the just house in period? General. Right. Okay.
So basically, we should just wear a mask around the house
all the time. And
like
in the car.
Should just not come off.
Right, it should just,
around
we should
kids,
just glue it on.
Spouse, just glue it on.
I mean, we said in the last show, we are all for it. We want you to wear a mask when you're on public.
You
but come on, during sex. come on. But I mean, if you guys ever want to look at the article, it's quite hilarious. Like I said, it's on the New York Post. It goes into even more topics about what you should avoid during intercourse and things for low-risk infection versus the higher-risk infections of COVID. So I don't know. Yeah, I just thought that was really interesting, and Drew and I got a good laugh out of that this morning. And
yes.
So basically, I'm thinking, forget lingerie. Spice it up with a mask.
Yeah.
Bring it on, baby. Come on. We're going to like some superhero
really
stuff.
Cute mask out there.
There are some. Get some, like, lace around it or something, you know?
Yeah,
ooh, fancy.
Or leather.
Up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Got some 50 Shades of Grey across my face. Like, bring it to me, baby. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah, so that was just a little interesting thing. But today, we're going to switch up our show a little bit.
Yes.
We actually want to do our topic wheel first today because we feel like we have a lot of fun with it. So we want to give you guys a lot of fun all the way throughout the show. So we are going to start with our topic wheel. Oh,
pardon me.
Is your mic falling off?
Yes.
My goodness.
We don't need that happening.
No, we're going to have to, like, bat in the hatches, like, screw those down or something.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Let's spin it out. Let's see. What we got?
First thing you do if you won the lottery.
Oh. Okay. I'll go first.
Okay,
so
yes.
I would definitely I would have two things I would do first right away. First is to just get out of debt. I would pay off the house, pay off the cars, pay off the student loans.
Yeah.
Be done with it. Fresh slate. And then after that, I would take a month-long vacation. Month-long. And then I'd figure out what I would do after the rest. But okay. I need just a month breather. Getaway. I'll take Drew and Sophia. That's all fine.
All inclusive.
You better give me a cabana boy, and he better be rubbing suntan lotion on me. That's all I'm saying. A month long.
Just a whole
experience. Yes. Yep, that's what I would do. What would you guys do?
I can go. So mine would be two as well. We would pay off everything, of course. But then Matt and I have always talked about this. Like, what if we win the lottery? We definitely would set up bank accounts for the kids.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Bank accounts.
See, look, I'm over here spending the money. You're saving it.
No, that's just the first thing I would do so I don't go and blow it. But trust me, there's so much more after that. But after the kids are set, then yes. We'll go.
You want like an adventure thing? Let's see. Mine's not that exciting either. I was going to say pay off debt and then do the kids things and then like situate the family, make sure everybody's situated. And then Cody probably would be like, what are you talking about?
Right.
Cody? But yeah. And then maybe like just situate us, like have everything ready. I'm not saying I wouldn't go on a vacation. That would probably be a lot of fun. But like just having everything we ever dreamed of, like maybe our dream house.
Yeah.
Everything inside it is what we always dreamed of. That would be, because I guess I'm kind of a homebody, so I just want to kind of have like everything. Just
you.
Yes.
Yeah. No. Okay.
The big porch. The big
oh
front
my
porch,
gosh, the wraparound porch. Yeah.
A swing on the front of it.
Nice and cozy.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So okay, going off of that, have you guys ever seen the My Dream Lottery Home show on TLC? So they actually, there's like a show and it's like for the lottery winners, they go and like show them houses and it's about them buying their house after winning the lottery. So you see like people win like $1 million off of a scratch off. Like you see all, so it's all ranges of people moving into these $1 million homes.
Oh my gosh.
I personally, and I don't know if you guys would agree, I would not go house poor. I would rather stay in my little home and have nice things, nice vacations, make sure family's taken care of, my kids taken care of, versus just buying this $1 million home.
Yeah, take it back. I definitely want it to be cozy and still, like, ours.
Like a farmhouse type of deal.
Probably, yes. Yeah. Nothing like super extravagant.
Oh, no, no.
No.
No,
Cody probably would totally disagree. We actually had this conversation. That
that's how
he would want, like, glass walls and, like, crazy views.
Like,
and
iPads in the walls.
Yeah. So no. That's not the case for me. I just want it to be, like,
cozy.
Yeah.
I've always wanted a farmhouse. But then also, like, if you could give me a farmhouse with an ocean view.
Okay.
I don't know if that's really a thing, but I would take both.
Like, maybe the thing. The lottery.
That's right. No, I'll take the comfort of my home with Florida in the background.
Yeah.
We've talked about that a lot. We literally said a $300,000 home, probably max.
Mm-hmm. I would say
the
that
boat,
would be about us.
The
too.
Trucks, you know.
You'd have the toys.
Yes,
you would have adult toys.
Yeah,
toys.
I mean, the land. I want a little bit of land, not too much, but it would be like, you would never know I hit the lottery.
Right,
my house.
Yes.
You never know.
Yes. Yes.
Agreed.
So, and then, the toys.
Yeah, that's how I would be. Yeah.
All right, let's go for another one.
Topic two.
Favorite Netflix show or movie? Okay. Okay, I got one. Cody and I are really obsessed with Ozark.
Yes.
It's good. Like, not something I thought I would ever be into, but I am really into it.
It's a good one. It really is. Because it keeps you on your toes. You have to watch it.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah, I'm terrible with, like, names and stuff, so I can't go into that.
Marty Bird.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, Bird family.
Yeah, it's just really, it's something else, and it keeps you on your toes for sure. And it's very entertaining, so you definitely should check it out.
Anybody should try. If you haven't seen Ozark, it's pretty awesome. Yeah.
I need to look into it.
Yeah,
do you got one?
Yeah. It depends. So I've watched Grey's Anatomy like a million times. That's my favorite. Love Surgeries.
Same.
Just love watching that. And then I like all the shows like Gossip Girl, things like that.
Gosh, I love Gossip Girl.
I love Gossip Girl.
Watch it so many stupid times.
I've
can't.
Been
and Chuck
them.
Bass. Please be my man. Oh my god. not young Chuck Bass.
Yeah.
When he gets older, like further in the season.
Yeah.
So good.
He still weirds me out. I think because the first part of the season,
he's
I think
creeper.
He's just a creeper.
Total creeper.
I'll take, what's his name? The other one.
Oh, Nate?
Nate, yes.
Yeah, yeah, he's just like a basic pretty boy. But
yeah, you're right.
Anyway, you're right. So my, okay, so there's one that I'm watching right now. It's called Dead to Me. Okay. It's really good. It's, I think I'm in like the second season right now. I won't give it all away, but it's like super, it's like one of those where something bad happens and they're trying to like catch up with it, like catch up with their lies, basically.
Okay.
But it's, two women are in it, and goodness, I cannot remember their names, but they're amazing. But yeah, it's a really good show. And then, yeah, I watch all the stupid stuff.
I think I've been seeing that, like, on the front screen. I think I'm wanting to watch that.
Have you guys watched One Tree Hill? Is that still on Netflix?
No, I haven't watched it. But
are you serious?
I never watched it.
I know.
It was just not my thing in the beginning. I couldn't get into it.
I think if I started it now, I don't know where I would be at because I was, like, but because when I started it, I was a little bit younger.
Yeah.
It was more like the high school. I was out of high school when we started it. But I think now maybe it would be like, okay, like the high school drama stuff is not really what I'm into. But it is, I love it so much. I've just told Cody that I want to watch it again. Or at least touch base with it again.
Yeah.
And, of course, The Office. And I think it's
The Office.
Stop it. I hate The Office.
What?
I hate it. I cannot stand that show.
Oh, my God. I'm insulted.
Matt turns it on. But I told you guys, I don't think anything's
funny.
Oh, like, they just look dumb. Matt, why are we watching this?
It takes a minute.
I love Jim. He is my guy.
Yes.
Jim and Dwight, their banter is the best banter ever.
I know.
Okay? When Jim puts all of Dwight's office supplies and Jell-O.
Yeah, I just
love
it.
But he's like, Jim, dinner again! He put all my supplies in Jell-O!
Yeah, it's so funny.
Oh my gosh,
all right,
yeah.
You guys want to go for another one?
Yeah, let's try one more.
Okay. Give it a good one. Your last meal.
Oh, okay, so we said this would be if you knew you were dying or you were on death row.
Oh, yeah.
What would your
last meal? I had an egg.
Oh, my God.
Nope.
I forgot we added that.
That is so funny.
No.
Yeah, an egg.
Yeah, just an egg.
Okay, so my last meal. Ooh, darn.
I will say, I'll be the first one to go, a big old Thanksgiving feast.
Ooh, yeah.
With everything. The turkey, a ham too. I'm not a big ham person, but I'm going to want it. If I'm dying, I'm going to have it. I'm
going
to turkey, ham, mashed potatoes with gravy, the Stouffer's macaroni and cheese. So good.
Stouffer's.
They're a big oven one. It's so good. It's like the.
This is not the topic for us.
I am so hungry and this is not fair.
We're late for dinner.
So good.
And then green bean casserole, but not like anyone's. My mother-in-law makes the best green bean casserole
ever. My grandma makes the best green bean casserole.
Oh my gosh.
I love it.
And a big old cheese ball with Ritz crackers.
Yeah.
See, okay. I gotta quit. I'm starting to like salivate over here.
I know. Okay, so my favorite thing, I guess it changes up sometimes, and this is not very extravagant. I literally am obsessed with chicken sandwiches. Like fried chicken sandwiches.
Okay, yeah.
I really like, obviously, Chick-fil-A's got a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy's is right behind it, and
yeah,
I love Wendy's chicken sandwiches. And they have like different things on them, like there's like a jalapeno
barbecue, like the spicy one,
yeah,
like
and I like all that stuff. So I don't know about my last meal, that's
but like
probably
it probably
rough,
the second
it's
to last
there. And
so
of
I
course
wonder, like,
I
what
like,
their meal is like, can I get like
oh,
a
yeah.
little bit of sake, a little bit of Taco Bell, like
you can literally
can
get whatever you want
meal?
Have you never read that? Okay, there's literally
no,
like if you Google it, it'll tell you like the famous inmates, like I mean like people, you know, crazy killers and stuff are on there, and it's their last meal. Like there's one, it was just like a cup of black coffee, and he said it was because his black, like his soul is what he had. But then there's others
that
literally
before.
Have
ew.
A gourmet meal, or they'll specifically ask that, like say I want say mac and cheese, but I want my grandmother's recipe of mac and cheese.
Yeah,
if the grandmother's still living, they would get it, or they would find their recipe and make it happen. Like it's like your last will and testament.
But why really should you have that option? I don't know. I mean, obviously I've done something bad.
No bad.
I mean, if you're getting like a lethal injection in you, I think I don't know, maybe
I don't know.
This is totally like off topic, but how many of those do you think people are like actually not the person that, like, killed the person.
Ooh, like, I feel like... Not guilty. I don't know. I feel like they're in jail for, like, years upon years upon years before they actually get sent to death row. Right.
But there's so many, like, the government is just, like...
So wonky.
Yeah, wonky.
Well, you saw, but like, I mean, Kim Kardashian, like, they got into it. They're, like, trying to free innocent people or whatever. Like,
oh, really?
Jails and stuff. Like, she has a whole... thing. Like, she even went to school, like, okay, I watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I'm probably the reason that they're keeping it up. but she actually went to law school to practice criminal law to, like, get people who were innocent out of jail.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Because there's a ton.
Yeah.
Like, that's actually
really cool. Okay, yeah. Sorry. Okay, Brooke, what would be your last meal?
I didn't think about that.
You did all that.
Probably, oh, God, anything right now because I'm hungry.
Chinese
or sake. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have to go to sake for
yeah,
sure.
That's my
favorite. That could be like after our 30 days.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, for after, sure.
We're clean eating for 30 days,
yes,
guys.
Yes,
so then we're going to binge eat and gain it all back.
Oh, no, we're done with this. We're done.
We are done. That was our three topics for the day. Okay.
Moving on.
So, speaking of us trying to do some cleaning, be healthier in our life in general. We all just kind of realize that we're sick of just being feeling run down and we're ready to make a change, and why not? I mean, this year has been kind of crappy, so we'll just start a New Year's resolution right in the middle of the year. Just go for it.
Right. Why not? Restart.
Right, restart. So, that brings us to our product of the week.
Product.
Cave Babes approved.
Yeah.
This big guy. Oh my goodness.
A water jug.
It has a straw. You can choose to get it without a straw. It is a gallon of water. So, you guys have always heard, like, the apple a day keeps the doctor away, right?
Yes.
Well, my new quote is, a gallon of water a day sheds the weight away.
Oh.
Okay. I like it.
So, this one is from Build Life. Obviously, I got it in pink. It comes with a cool little thing, to, like, you could hold it under your wrist, because it does get kind of heavy. I carry it around like it's a baby. But it has a little inspirational quote, like, kind of things on the side. Tells you time of the day, you know, all that. It's
and
really
you're
cool.
You're ahead of the game. I am almost done.
Well done. I'm at the 9 p.m. mark at whatever time it is.
You did. Yeah, Brooke has one as well. I'm going to order mine.
Yes. Yeah, so I just wanted to real quick, like, tell you guys some benefits that drinking a gallon of water a day does that I wanted to share with you guys if you didn't know it. So it gives you more energy, helps to clear up your skin, which I definitely feel like I need, especially in the summertime.
And these masks.
Yes. So
wear your mask, but...
but, like...
drink your water.
Drink your water to help with what the mask is going to do to your face. but it also helps to, obviously, shed a few pounds. It helps with digestion, which I thought was really good. But the biggest thing I really liked is it helps to reduce the dark circles under your eyes, which I didn't know that it would do that.
That's crazy.
So I definitely don't have them all the time, but I feel it when I get a really, really bad night of sleep. I wake up and I'm fighting those suckers so bad with my makeup. It's horrible. Yeah. And then you get, like, cakey because you put too much on.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so, my eyes are so dark. So I'm excited to see if that changes.
Yeah. Mm. So since we're doing it, this is our first week trying it. Let's get some pictures of, like, our face and stuff. You can even see that, because I definitely get the hormonal acne, which is all around right here.
Oh, gosh. We're all having that
and because of the mask thing, you know, that doesn't help, but mine's always been like that. So I'm really excited to see if it just kind of, like, chills my skin out a little bit. We'll go from there.
Day like 5 of drinking at least a gallon.
I think
we've all
been a little
that.
More than that.
yes,
because I've had a couple of bottles of water aside from this.
So I take my pills with a cold bottle of water. And then I fill this up with ice and water.
Yeah.
But then, like, while I'm having that in the fridge, I'll drink a bottle of water. But then I drink all that, so.
Yeah.
More like a gallon and a half a day.
Yeah, it definitely
float away.
Adds up. But it does help. I feel better. I feel like any type of weight that I have lost this week has simply just been, like, the sludge that the water has helped just, like, pour out of you know?
Yes.
So that's a really good thing. Yes. So, yeah, so we are going to drop the link to our product of the week that is Cave Babes approved. We'll drop that in our weekly stuff.
Yes, we will. It'll go on Instagram. It'll go on Facebook.
Yes, so we will see all of that. So, since we switch it up, brings us to what you got.
All right.
So, it's going
to
be Brooke.
Me?
What you got?
Oh,
yes.
Okay, well, I guess people on YouTube can see it, kind of. But mine's pretty simple. So most of you guys know that I am a beauty influencer with Pharmacy, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I am out in the sun all weekend, obviously, from softball.
Yes, I noticed there was a little red
today. Yep, I tried it for the first time because my face was on fire after my shower. Like, I could just feel it.
Yeah.
My arms were fine. It was just my face. So I just ordered this the other day. It's aloe cream. And it literally, I put it on, literally just like a little bit, like pea size on my hand. Put it all over my face, and it was like a cooling sensation, and then it was gone, but then the pain was gone.
Oh, okay. That's
like
good.
It was gone. Yes. It was perfect. It was like $10 too. Ooh,
so. Is it just for the face, or does it go
everywhere?
No, it's
for your body. It can go everywhere. Okay. Yeah. So we have that. We have a mask, which I'm like going to use tonight.
An aloe mask?
That you leave on for a little bit, right?
Yeah.
That you leave on for a little bit and then wipe away. I'm going to do that tonight.
Yeah, okay. Because yeah, let us know.
Start again tomorrow morning. and then we also have gel. That you can, like, use for your body. Like, put it in the fridge.
Like an aloe.
Oh, so it's a cooling.
Like you can put it in the fridge or not, whatever. But it's, like, one of those. But I'm about to order the rest. But I'm going to do that mask tonight.
Yeah, you'll have to let us know about it.
Yeah.
Can you use it for the kids? Like, I know that I
wonder. I don't know. It's pretty, like, pretty clean. Because
it's all clean stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really clean. So I'm sure you could. But, yeah, so that is... My, what you got for the day?
Sweet. All right. Well, Taylor, what you got?
All right. So, I am a huge Big Brother fan, and I just got some news.
Okay.
All right. Big Brother season 22 was on hold. Season 22. I've literally been watching this since I was 3 years old. I swear, it's been like my family's biggest thing. It was on hold. We were not certain if it was going to air this year with everything that's going on. Word just got out that it is still on. There is not a date that it's going to start exactly. I have heard that it's going to be all-stars, so that way they didn't have to do, like, the casting. Mm-hmm. So it's all going to be people that have already been on. There's some rumors of who it's going to be, but and I'm excited if it is, but you have to check out the article. But it's, yeah, so they said that the people are actually in quarantine right now, so they're quarantining them for 14 days before.
So they're
it
no,
starts.
They're
so
good.
They're already in. So it should be starting like any time. Yeah, hopefully by the end of the month. So I am super stoked about that. And you guys will hear me talking about that.
When I was younger, we used to watch that every single week.
Yes.
For years. I just haven't since.
Hopefully I can get you guys into this. Yeah.
I don't even know what it's about.
Okay. Real quick. I'll do a really quick rundown.
Recap of it.
It is like 16 people in a house, and they compete to become head of household. Head of household then evicts someone.
Oh.
They have no view of the outside. They don't have phones. They don't have internet. They have nothing. They are stuck in this house, which is actually a perfect quarantine game.
Right.
So as long as they're all
good to
safe,
go.
Then
yeah.
they, it's actually perfect.
That's probably
so,
why they were allowed to
do
it then.
Yeah. Yep. So I'm super excited for it to come back.
Okay. Well, maybe episode or season 22 will be my year to watch it. Season 22 quarantine
hopefully
style.
Reel you into that.
Yeah. Maybe. We'll see.
There's always like that one person on there that I can't stand, and then a few that I like love.
Oh, that's
you know?
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah,
it makes it interesting.
I think that's any type of reality show.
Oh, yes.
You're the one person you just are like, oh.
Yeah. Like, can you please evict him? But then they wait till the end. They literally make it to the end.
Oh,
so.
It's the same thing
always.
With The Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Oh my gosh,
they keep the most annoying girl who has no compatibility with The Bachelor or Bachelorette.
Speaking of that,
and they keep him on there.
Is Bachelor and Bachelorette going to start at any point?
So
I guess that's probably like the worst show for Rona.
I mean, if they're going to supply masks for the intimate room, they might be okay.
That's true.
But
that's
Brooke
true.
Knows the ins and outs of this, so I want to know.
Well, maybe. I know that they're a replay. I don't know exact dates yet, but they're going to start one. But they were just replaying through past shows.
Oh, okay.
So that's what they're airing right now.
I need to watch that.
I believe they did announce that The Bachelor was going to be a black male.
Okay.
The first black male.
Okay.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah. And did you guys follow Hannah Brown at all from her season?
Very little, but some.
Okay.
Yes.
So I guess, oh my God, I'm sorry. Wow, my throat. I guess she's like friends with him, so she's super excited that he's going to be on.
And she's really fun.
Yeah, she's awesome. So I'm excited to watch it. He seems pretty sweet. He's been in our Snapchats and stuff.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
All right, Chelsea, what do you got?
So we're going to play a little game.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, God.
Okay, here we go.
I will try.
So do you guys remember Mad Libs, right? Yes. When we were younger? Okay, so we're going to do one. Now, mind you, I have not told them the title or what the storyline is. I'm just, if you don't know what Mad Libs is, it's basically like you just ask whoever you're playing with things like adjectives, nouns, plural nouns, and there's a past tense verb that's on here. And I'll just ask all of those first, fill in all my blanks, and then I'm going to tell them the title, and then we'll read the story together.
Okay.
So it gets really interesting. Don't be afraid to say some, like, raunchy stuff if you want. It doesn't have to be PG. It makes it more fun if you say, like, a few choice things. Gotta get my mind out there. Things. Oh, okay? Goodness. Okay. All right, so...
Are we doing this together as a group?
Yeah.
I mean, I can, but I know it. So I feel like you two.
Yes. Are we?
Yeah,
are
you,
we,
Brooke and Taylor, okay, yes. You guys are going to be the ones coming up with these.
Okay.
I'm going to read it.
Okay. Let's do this.
All right, so our first one is an adjective.
An adjective.
Slimy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. All right, Taylor, hold it down because that was good.
All right, our next one is a noun.
It's a noun.
It's a noun. a noun. Okay, a bar.
All right.
A bar, yeah.
Please.
Yeah. a plural noun.
Oh, I'm so bad at these. Plural.
So okay. That's going to be like the person,
yes,
place.
Yes, yes, yeah. I'm just trying to think of something out there.
Yeah. Okay, yep.
Me too.
And I'm trying to like throw adjectives in front of them and I'm not supposed to do that. Okay.
We're trying so to piece
just,
it together.
Just say yeah. a word.
Yep.
Yep.
Like houses?
Sure.
That's yep. so dumb, but
yeah.
we'll
make it work.
I need another noun.
Okay. Fred.
Fred. Perfect.
Fred.
Okay. I need another adjective.
Another adjective. We're going to go...
Loud? Is that an adjective?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Sure. Isn't I'm it? Not an English teacher.
Yes.
I think it is.
Okay, so we need a verb in the past tense.
Poked.
Okay.
This is going to be funny.
A plural noun. Brooke.
Beds.
I'm terrible at these things.
What?
Beds.
Beds. Okay.
That's not very fun.
A noun.
A noun. An alien.
Yeah.
Right. Alien.
I hate these things.
Perfect.
I thought I was going
to... Another noun.
Okay. Another noun.
We're going to have like three nouns in a row.
A dog.
A dog. Okay. Another
some
one.
Place.
Taco
thing.
Bell.
Thing.
Taco oh, Bell.
Yes.
All right. One more.
A vibrator.
That was good.
Wait oh until you hear what that is. Oh, my God. Okay. last two. We need another adjective.
Okay. Let's
see. So we had loud and
slimy.
Mm-hmm. Sticky.
Oh, maybe.
Sticky? Yeah, sticky. Let's do it. And then last one, another plural noun.
Okay. Can I get a...
I feel like we need a good one.
No.
Oh, gosh.
A bicycle. Oh, no. No, that would be weird. That would be weird. Okay. I was going to say bicycle, but that's... Two bicycles is weird. I want to do...
How about a... No, you guys have to do it. Okay. I can't. Yeah, I cannot help you at all.
We're going to go plural noun. Clothes.
Clothes. Okay.
Clothes.
All right.
Sure. I was going to say sex stores. I have no clue.
Which
if
one
you
do you
change
want?
It, we can
which
go sex stores. We want vibrator.
Sex stores.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's get freaky with it.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Now we get to hear this one. Are we doing one more?
No, this is it. Oh, so okay. We're going to hear it. Okay. So the title of this is called... Things moms always said.
Oh, God.
So, you know, those phrases that your mom used to throw out to you, or your grandma used to throw out to you, that you just look at them, and now as mothers, we understand
it. We're doing
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that is what this is about. So, okay, here are some of the slimy phrases you might unfortunately remember hearing from your mother's bar. Phrase one. Well, if the other houses jumped off the Brooklyn Fred... Would you do it too? Yeah. Phrase two, always wear loud underwear in case you're in an accident. Okay. Phrase three, I never poked when I was your age. The next one, turn on the beds when you read or you'll go blind. Okay. Don't sit so close to the alien, you'll go blind. Don't use your dog to wipe your face, and always have a clean Taco Bell with you.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my gosh, here we go. Put on a warm vibrator or you'll catch a cold.
Sounds about right.
All right. Oh, well, I guess when I'm older, I'll impart the same sticky wisdom to my young sex stores.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, that was fun.
That was fun. Yes. So, yeah, that was my what you got. A little fun
That was
there.
A fun one. Good one, Chelsea.
Yeah, thanks.
We should do that each week.
We should. That'd be fun.
A little something.
Yeah. Okay.
Turn it into a segment, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, let us know if you guys like that. We'll do some more because there's definitely some raunchier ones on there.
Oh,
like,
sure.
I saw one. It was like 50 Shades of Grey Mad Lib.
Oh, yeah.
And yes, we needed
it was pretty great. Yeah, so I'll bring that next
okay.
week, too.
Yeah,
we'll okay.
Sounds good.
Well, that wraps up our show for this
Ooh.
Week. Yeah, so do you guys have anything else you want to add to the show before mm-hmm. I give our inspirational quote?
I will give one more shout-out to the
yes.
Cavemen's Cornhole.
Yep.
It's July 18th at Sparky's.
Sparky's, yes.
Yes, at Sparky's. It's going to be at 12 o'clock. Bring your partner. It's
pre-register.
50, you can pre-register this
week. Free shirt.
For a free shirt. It's $50 for you and your partner. The prize amount will...
Go up as we go.
Get up as we go. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It's
yes.
Gonna,
I mean, we're going to
be
there.
Yes.
So it's going to be fun.
We're gonna, yes.
Yeah. We're going to be the bar babes.
Yes. And we'll have some merch. Oh. It's okay.
It's okay. You guys can hold it down.
Yeah,
we'll hold it down. The two babes will be there.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll have some merchandise, so be on the lookout.
Yeah.
And
so you can reach out to us to get a hold of them, or you can follow them on Caveman Media. Follow them, all their stuff. Their podcast, they typically send theirs out at the beginning of the week, so keep a lookout for them as well.
Yes.
Always support our men.
We love them.
Yeah.
Taylor, did you have a joke of the day?
Oh, shoot. Yeah, I do. Look at you.
Yes.
Oh,
joke
forgot.
Of the week. We can't forget your joke.
What did one nut say when it was chasing another nut?
What did it say?
It said, I'm going to catch you.
I think I'm laughing at the way you said it.
I'm
going to
catch you. I'm going to catch you. You see a little yeah. nut running. I'm going to catch you.
I'm picturing it in my head just the way you told that joke.
Like, gonna be like the Running peanut dance. Man that's got like the top
yes
hat.
That's what I was picturing.
Hey, I'm a cashew.
Oh, out of the sorry there it was
there was that was the joke of the week brought to you by Taylor
oh
Gregg. Fabulous. Look
all
for
right.
her tickets on Funnybone.
All right, and Chelsea's
yes.
going to
so just you know this year has been hard already.
Yes,
it has been. So this little quote I thought was really fitting for that. So it says, sometimes we are tested not to show our weakness, but to discover our strengths. I think we all need to remember that.
I think we need to say it one more
yes.
time.
One more time. Ready?
For the people
Some,
in the back.
Yep, for people in the back. Sometimes we are tested not to show our weakness, but to discover our strengths.
Yes.
Very important.
Yes. I like that.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It.
All
Very
right.
inspirational.
Well, you guys have a great rest of your week. Please make sure you like, rate, and subscribe. Tell us to all your friends. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook, KBabesPod, and we will see you guys next week.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Right, bye.